everybody. How are you doing? Welcome back to Be You, Handcrafted by God with, you know the drill, yours truly, the one and only Meredith Uwen. How are you doing on this beautiful day? We got another chance to make an impact in this world, right? We woke up today, somebody else didn't, so we have to rejoice in this day that God has made. Come on, somebody. Today, it's on my heart to talk about overcoming the spirit of intimidation and walking in unshakable faith. I'm fresh off of a conference and then another event and then off of a workshop. And we talked a little bit about unshakable faith and my role in that message that God gave me was when intimidation becomes an idol. You know, sometimes we don't recognize those spaces that we begin to worship the things such as doubt, fear, or feeling of being unqualified, right? Those begin to take a precedence over our worship with the Lord, and they begin to intimidate us so much so that we don't even recognize that it has become an idol. But how many of us know that we got to kick that thing down? We got to keep moving. This podcast is for the purpose to encourage you and impact you in such a way that, you know, if Mary can do it, if these women that she's surrounded by can do it, so can I. Every single one of us has been created on purpose, with a purpose, by God Himself to make an impact in this world, take territory for the kingdom of God. So I just want to tell you right off jump, if you've got an idea within you, if you've got a desire to build a podcast, to do some creative things, write a book, baby, get it out. Get that message out, because it is about the other people on the other side of your obedience that's going to be empowered to do what God has called them to do. It's a domino effect. It's a ripple effect. And we can do this together, right? Collaboration over competition. Let's go. All right. So spirit of intimidation, what is it? It's a weapon of the enemy designed to keep you from stepping into your God-given authority and calling, right? As a daughter of the king, as a man of the king, we have an authority in the earth that God has designated us to walk in. And when intimidation comes, it causes us to want to shy back and shrink back. But we got to show up and power up and be who God's called us to be, right? It is, it's often manifested through fear, doubt, insecurity. You know, here's the thing about insecurity too. If I'm secure in what I'm doing or what I have done, when that changes, I don't know who I am, because my security is found in what I had been doing. But when I am a woman that God has called, and I understand who I am as a daughter of the king, that is my position and my stance, is who I am in Him, and everything else flows out of that. So my security is anchored in the Lord, not what I do, right? So it is, again, it often manifests through fear, doubt, insecurity, feelings of being unqualified, right? But we were not created to live intimidated. You know, breaking through comes, there is a difference between breaking through and a difference between breaking out. You know, breaking through is breaking through those limitations. Breaking out is when those chains are released, there is a confinement that had been on you. And some of you on the other side of on the sound of my voice, some of you have had a hard time breaking through, and you've had a hard time breaking out. Well, I just declare in the name of Jesus, through the power of God, that through this, even this podcast, that God will touch you right where you're at, and you'll break through and break out to be the fullness of who He's created you and called you to be. We're not called to be intimidated. We're not called to be limited. Right? God has given us the power to stand firm, speak boldly, and walk in faith. Amen? Can I get an amen, somebody? How do we do that? How do we overcome intimidation? How do we develop unshakable faith? Right? We have to recognize its source. It's a tactic of the enemy to silence you and keep you from fulfilling your purpose. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear." Let me start that again. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. The enemy fears you stepping into your calling, so he tries to make you fearful instead. I was sharing with somebody yesterday, and I'm sure we've all heard it a gazillion times. Acronyms for fear: false evidence appearing real, or I like this one, face everything and rise. Right? We don't need to run the other way. Let's face that joker, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. The King of heaven and earth, the one that created the heavens and the earth, if you know Jesus, he's on the inside of you. And that triumphs anything, right? We just have to renew our mind and our thought life and take captive of those thoughts that intimidate us and want to keep us bound. We got to move forward, right? Recognize that enemy, that intimidation is spiritual warfare, and fight back with your weapons. Amen. Reject the fear and declare God's word. The antidote for the fear and intimidation is the word of God. It says that life and death are in the power of the tongue. Well, the word power there in original context actually means hand. So whatever you're saying, you put it in either in the hand of God or you put it in the hand of the enemy. You get to choose by the power of your words and who you partner with, right? Because he says resist the devil, but people always forget too. It says submit to God, resist the devil. We want to live our life however we want to live it. And then when trials come and we're not living according to the ways that God says for us to live, we want to resist the enemy, but our life's not even submitted to God. Come on, somebody. That's a whole nother message for another time, right? But, we have to get into the Word of God and not just read the Word of God. I was sharing with somebody yesterday. We got to dig in. You know, we got to feast on it. We got to get it on the inside of us so that we know that we know, right? The intimidation, it whispers. And we got to, sometimes it's loud and sometimes it's just a sweet whisper. Not a sweet whisper, because nothing about intimidation is sweet. But you follow what I'm saying there, right? You got to replace those lies with truth. It's the undoing of, you know, when it comes, you just lay back in it, right? Romans 8:37 says, I am more than a conqueror. Not just a conqueror, but more than a conqueror. First John 4:4, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, right? And I love this one. Proverbs 28:1, the righteous are as bold as a lion. Come on, baby, roar. Right? Speak those scriptures out loud when the intimidation tries to come in, and the enemy hates hearing the truth spoken in faith, right? And the Word of God says that faith comes by hearing and by hearing the Word of God. And the more we speak the Word of God, the more the Word of God gets in us and the more our faith is stirred, right? Again, it's a domino effect, a ripple effect. You know, we have to recognize that our authority is in Christ. Says that we've been given authority over fear, the enemy, and every work of darkness. Luke 10:19 says, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. The Holy Spirit on the inside of us is stronger than anything that can come against us. When intimidation comes, we stand our ground and we refuse to bow into fear. I'm seated with Christ in heavenly places, Ephesians 2:6 says. What about this? Let's step out in faith. Even when we feel the fear, right? Courage, having courage, it's not the absence of having fear. It's moving forward despite of it, right? Facing everything and rising in that. Joshua 1:9 says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Faith is an action. It requires movement, right? Fear fades when you step into obedience. The longer you hesitate, the stronger the intimidation becomes, right? That's the purpose of the enemy, is to keep us bound and resisted. I'm telling you right now, baby girl, sir, break out and step into the fullness of who God. I feel I got to preach on me today, boy, because this thing is something that I had lived in 2024. I was knocking down idols, knocking down things, pressing forward. Even today, I just got the word that my podcast was approved to go on to iTunes. Like, it is something on the inside of you unlocks in greater measures when you don't allow the enemy to hinder you from breaking through or hinder you from breaking out. It's breakout season, baby. Go on, go for it. We celebrate you. Me and the host of angels in heaven, God Himself, Holy Spirit, we are celebrating you. So I just want to say to you, go forth. You can do it, right? Shift your focus to God and not people. Hello. How many times do we do that? Well, what will they think? Well, this sounds so dumb. And oh my gosh, when I launched my book, January 6th was my release day. I'm telling you, I called my friend who wrote a book and I said, I'm scared, you know, because everything, you know, you're now in a vulnerable place. Your stuff is in writing, and that gives up and opens up a potential opportunity for people to be like, whatever they want to say. But our focus is God, not people. Amen. Intimidation often comes by worrying about what people think. And God says in Galatians, the Bible says in Galatians 1:10, am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or God? Am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. The fear of people is a trap. My friends, stop worrying about opinions and focus on pleasing God. Ask yourself, whose opinion matters more, man's or God's, right? Pray and invite Holy Spirit boldness. The Holy Spirit is the source of supernatural boldness. I love Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is my friend. Let me tell you, I've walked through season and times that I'm like, Holy Spirit, you are my comfort. You are my all in all. And I need you to stand with me as I walk through this. And faithful. Acts 4:31. After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. Pray, Holy Spirit. Pray this. Holy Spirit, fill me with boldness, confidence, and power. I refuse to be silent. I will speak, stand, and walk in faith. Amen. If you lack faith, ask God to increase it in Mark 9:24. Build an unshakable foundation in the presence of God. Faith is built in private before it's ever seen in public. Say that again. Faith is built in private before it's ever seen in public. Spend daily time in prayer, worship, and the word. The more you spend time in God's presence, the less you'll be moved by intimidation. Amen. Psalm 16:8 says, I have set the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, and I will not be shaken. We got to surround ourselves. Number 8, we got to surround ourselves with bold, faith-filled people. The enemy will use people to intimidate you, but God also uses people to build you up. Surround yourself with bold believers that will push you forward. That's the goal of this right here, is you on the other side of this. I want God to use me to push you into that next level, to push you forward, to push you into purpose. Amen. And as we, Hebrews 10:24-25 said, let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as for some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another. Let me read that again, because that didn't sound right. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another. Amen. Number 9, keep your eyes on eternity. When you know your purpose is bigger than this life, the fear, eventually, it's going to lose its grip. Romans 8:18 says, I consider it that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Intimidation is intemporary. The Bible tells us that this too shall pass. But God's purposes are eternal. Number 10, walk in love, for it casts out all fear. 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Love is the greatest force against intimidation. When you're fully rooted in God's love, fear can't control you. Amen. Say, God loves me. He is for me, and I am safe in his hands. Amen. My final encouragement to you and my little nuggets Okay, for this week, listen, I want to speak over you and remind you that you are called, you are chosen, and you are empowered to do the will of the Lord for your life. Intimidation, really, it is a sign that you are stepping into something powerful. Don't let it stop you. I always say, you know, when the enemy comes, you know, it might be a thing that he believes in what God is about to do in us and through us, right? The idea is we have to believe that God is bigger than that and God has a purpose and a plan. Amen. God has placed something on the inside of you that hell is afraid of. Okay, so my friend, my beautiful people, rise up in faith, walk in boldness, and refuse in the name of Jesus to shrink back. So I declare this over you, and we declare this together. I will not be intimidated. I have the power of God inside me. I walk in faith and not fear. I stand in authority. I refuse to be shaken, and my confidence is in God, and I will fulfill everything He has called me to do. Amen. Woo! Amen. I hope you feel encouraged, impacted, empowered to go forth and do what God's called you to do. Amen. Until next time, I'll see you real soon. Blessings and big, big hugs. Talk to you later. Bye for now.